time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1 2 1 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you, I guess. Christmas is right around the corner, so this is the pod before the holidays, man. So happy holidays to y'all. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Happy Hanukkah if y'all doing that. Happy Kwanzaa if y'all out here doing the Kwanzaa. Does the Kwanzaa start on the 26th?
It's coming the whole net is there.
Yeah, because we
no matter what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You gotta go ahead and get your gift gang together.
Yeah, you better hurry up. You might have to go in person now, because I think unless you rock it with the Amazon Primes, I think,
man,
I've been getting a lot of emails saying, like, this is the day. If you want it by Christmas, you need to drop that bread right now.
Right.
Stop what you're doing. So, right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fuckery going on.
Oh.
No, there's a lot of fuckery going on with the deliveries. Like FedEx and all that shit is all fucked up nowadays.
Absolutely.
They don't even guarantee the overnight shit no more, because there's so much shit in the game. Like, you send some shit, that shit ain't, I don't even trust it no more. So, you know.
It's whack.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even just on business shit, it's like, damn. Last three times I fucked with FedEx, they fucked me over. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, you know what I'm saying, shit, I paid for the first overnight. They ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's at your own risk nowadays.
Yeah. Because I think FedEx and even UPS have been commissioned by Amazon. Like, Amazon got that bread. So they got them FedEx and UPS drivers out there getting that Amazon shit there. And they just got it in an Amazon box, so you don't know it was delivered by UPS or FedEx. So they so busy with that. Like, if you just going outside of Amazon, which is slowly a monopoly, quietly a monopoly on damn near everything, but that shit is, it's backed up. And it's not a whole lot of people out here that, you know, it's crazy.
Well, I'm gonna need Amazon to start picking up regular-ass packages from the office.
Yeah, you might have to talk to him. See about that little Bezos pack.
Because you almost better at this point. You almost, if you wanted to get there, it's like, goddamn, take a flight now. Because that other shit ain't guaranteed no more.
Yeah, nah, it's crazy too. What bugs me out is when they do give you the little estimated window, and then you go back to whatever the date they quoted, and that should be a whole week later. Be like, Tuesday. Then it's like, nah, next Friday. You like, what? I did some shit. I ordered some shit. And it's a good thing I didn't pay for the expedited shipping. I paid for the regular shipping. But we're still supposed to be like 4 to 6 days. This joint took me about 2 weeks to get. They kept sending me emails like, yo, nah, it's coming. But, you know, things are, you know, we're delayed, da-da-da-da-da. And it took about 2 weeks for the shit to come. I was like, damn, this is crazy. At first, I thought they was fronting because it was a Black Friday purchaser. So at first, I thought they was trying to, you know, like, to kind of wait me out so I cancel the shit and they ain't got to satisfy the order for whatever the price was. They was like, yeah, let's just take this. You know what I mean? Let's just fuck them up. But that shit got there after a while. It's definitely some after a while shit. So yeah, go in person if you can.
Yeah, that's what I'm on. I risk going to Lennox.
Oh, Lennox. Ain't been nobody. Trapped ain't been down. No shooting there in a minute.
Yeah, nah, so this about right. The week. This about the week right here. Come
and
on.
And it's about the OK Corral outside of Louis.
They put it on. They put it on Lennox, but it be all over this motherfucker around here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It just be, you know, holiday season. You know, people is doing a whole lot of shopping. There's a whole lot of activity. Some of it is, you know, robbery, but some of it is just too many niggas in one place at one time. Shit bound to happen type shit.
Too little money. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Already frustrated because you can't afford that Chanel bag. So now, you know what I'm saying? You trying to figure the alternative. You like, well, shit, coach got C's on the bag. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you know that ain't going to do it, so you're walking around kicking the can, and another nigga walking around kicking his can mad, you know what I'm saying? Then you got a draw down. So, you know, it
either one of y'all got a Chanel bag.
Nah, ain't going to be no Chanel bags. You know what I'm saying? That's a Chanel myth. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all chasing myths and ghosts of you know what I'm saying, goddamn commercialism.
Absolutely. Dead ass. Go, keep going. Keep going.
Nah, what you say old shit about?
No, I was going to say, no, these Chanel bags, first of all, them shits is hard to get. Like, it, like, even if you got the bread, it's hard to get because motherfuckers is buying them shits super fast. Like, I remember in Paris, they was, like, people be getting online, like, 7 in the morning to get a Chanel bag and hoping that they get the shit because them shits is like ETFs. Them shits is going up in value. You could flip them crazy. And then the crazy shit about it is, what's the other shit about that shit? They flippable crazy. Obviously, if you get them overseas, you get the VAT. So you get them cheaper out there than you would be if you was here. But there's another fucking thing about that shit. Oh, they only let you buy like one a month or like X amount in a calendar year because they know people are reselling them shits, which I kind of appreciate. Nike don't do that type of shit, but they, like, you could only buy like one of them shits. You got to put your name into a whole situation. And if your name come up that you bought something else, that you cut off for like a little bit of time. So they ain't letting you get rich, but you can make a little bread. But anyway. Right.
And that's why niggas is starting to take them and shit. And that's the problem. Everybody wants shit to be so exclusive. But then, you know what I'm saying? That shit causes a whole another kind of rift in the ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy, man. It's funny. At this time, I'm feeling like, well, funny enough, my family, this is probably like the third year where we've decided not to exchange gifts, which is amazing. That shit feels good. I ain't gonna lie. It felt like somebody opened the budget up. But so we ain't exchanging gifts. So that's cool. There's no stress there. But at the same time, just like you said, all of this consumerism, you just getting, there's such an onslaught of everybody got the holiday deals and all of that shit, right? And I'm trying to be like in the middle of purging shit, right? You know, like I said, the end of the year feels very end of the year. So you try to get a lot of shit done before the run through the tape. And so you see, you get such like onslaught, so many of these emails about these deals, this deal. Like, Black Friday goes damn near till January 1 now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's deals after deals after deals. And one of the things that I peeped was, I talked about this before, but, like, I'm a magazine head, right? Even though I think it's safe to say print is pretty much dead. It's like 20% life capacity at this point. I mean, it's crazy. But I still get certain magazines, right? Like, I like getting a New York Mag because I get the digital and the print, and they'll drop that shit off at your house every Monday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of fly. And if it's in the budget. This time, they tried to hit me with the order renew, and then I had to double back because I canceled beforehand. That's a whole nother story, but they did the kid right. But I looked at, like, all these magazines, that all these subscriptions that I had based on these last couple years, and, like, I'm trying to throw some of these shits out. Say I'm trying to. Some of them I'm throwing out. A lot of them I'm archiving, whatever. That's some sophisticated hoarding. But I realize with this magazine shit particularly, and I think I've came to this, I've figured this shit out before, but yo, I'm really just paying for mail because I'm not really reading these magazines. Like, I'll thumb through them, but I'm not reading these articles crazy. And a lot of these places, if you got the print subscription, you also have the digital situation, so you can read the shit on your computer if you know what I mean, if you want to. You don't really, you know what I mean? So, but I'm I like the fact of when I go to the mailbox, I open it up, and oh shit, there's a new issue of whatever, whatever, with the little cover that's exciting or whatever. It's just, it's mail. And like, you know, I was thinking about the hierarchy of mail. Like, checks is number one, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, right behind it, maybe, like, you know, birthday cards, holiday cards, whatever, whatever. Or maybe even higher than that is letters. But that shit don't do a whole lot. But, like, if motherfuckers are still writing letters, that's kind of cool and old school and fly. If you actually write letters, that's cool. Then there's birthdays and shit like that. Then there's, you know, I think magazines and cool shit like that. And then, you know, I guess, shit, junk mail is after that. Junk mail's at the very bottom. I might be missing out some type of correspondence. But, like, yeah, dog, I was for real paying. Like, I'm looking at, I got a couple magazines that I never even popped them out the little poly bag. You know what I'm saying? I just had it. I said, oh, shit, I got that. Boom, put it to the side. And I never popped. Months and months go by. I'm looking at this shit. I got like 4 or 5 magazines that haven't even been popped out the poly bag. So I'm like, it's taking everything in me to not jump into this shit. Because this is where they get aggressive with the deals. They like, yo, Condé Nast, everything is like a full year. Everything's $5. You know what I'm saying? And they got all of the titles. And you like, oh, I can get this, 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 and this with $20 for the whole thing. And these magazines is $8 a piece. And you know what I'm saying? You starting to think about, you know what I mean? You get caught up in all of that shit. And I just, I got a whole stack of these magazines. And I'm like, I didn't crack none of these shits. They just look good in the mailbox. Like, this is fucking Architectural Digest. Them shits look fly in the mailbox, super aspirational. I might thumb through it a little bit, but I ain't really get into the guts of them shits. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of these little magazines that I'm like, I'm trying to wait it. I'm like, I think I'm going to abstain this year and see how it is. And there's part of me that's like, if you get the feeling to read, you know, one of these magazines, go back and read from your archive. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Like, try that.
You don't want the old shit. You want the new shit.
You don't want the old news. But how much new news is really happening in architectural design that I could truly participate in?
And man, I will tell you, as a, you know, saying architectural design and design magazine head, it changes. You know what I'm saying? You look back at some of them shits last year that you thought was fly, and then you look at the new shit, you be like, damn, this shit look old as fuck. No.
Vision board is played out. You like, yeah, I don't even like that.
That shit, you know what I'm saying? It's, design is like, it's an interesting thing about design, which I love, because, you know, there are current trends. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, everything is cool. Everything is, like, white, gray. You know what I'm saying? White stone, gray stone, you know, shit like that. But that's, like, at the, we kind of coming to the, that's been out for a minute. So,
yeah, I was about to say, that's a few years. Okay.
Yeah, it's about to be a switch. So, you know what I'm saying? You'll start seeing the new trends of what people are doing. But the real trick is, how do you play in between the trends to create a timeless design that you could live with for 20 years? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what you find out to be the trick. It's like, damn, how do I do the fly shit without, you know what I'm saying, being that nigga that got the fly shit that's played out? You know what I mean? Like, you know, when wood paneling was fly, you know what I mean? Then you done played that shit all the way till it came back in style, you know?
Yeah, you committed,
You know what I'm saying? So, like, as you look to remodel or buy new, it's like, all right, what trend are you going to jump in on? Because they, you know, they move pretty quick. You know what I'm saying? And how do you put yourself in a design space of, all right, this shit right here going to be damn near timeless. So that's actually what I'm looking for now, is like, what is the timeless shit that kind of flows through, and you don't have to tear the whole thing down when it play out. You just could just update a little bit, you know? So
It's like that's clothes. What I'm looking
for. Yeah, it's like it's clothes. Like clothes. It's like they pick your stuff, except for more expensive and more permanent. You know what I'm saying?
Right, true.
Like clothes, you could, you know what I'm saying? You can sell that bitch on eBay and come back. You know what I mean? But your kitchen, that's a, you know what I'm saying? That's a scenario.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You can just snatch that out and get a whole new one.
So your bathroom, your kitchen is like, you know, it got to stand the test of time. And from reading these, you know, looking at these magazines, and I don't buy them a lot. That's why I go to Barnes and Nobles. But looking through, like, these magazines over the years, you start to realize, okay, this particular thing is still in style after all these years, you know. So, you know, that's how I'm looking at shit. I want to make a beautiful house. At next, the next house I get, I want to either buy or build the perfectly suited crib for me. You know what I'm saying? And for my family, for the ideas that I have. I wanted to reflect the thoughts I have in my head, and not just a place that I go think up thoughts and then don't, and it doesn't reflect that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I would love to do something that is beautiful, timeless. It ain't got to be the biggest shit, but it got to be the beautifulest shit.
Okay, so let me ask you this: you wanna get a beautiful house for yourself and your family? What is the one thing that has to be in that motherfucker to just to set it all the way off to where you feel like when you come home? You feel like, yeah, this is the house. This is home. You feel rewarded. Like, this is, I did this shit. Like, what is it for you?
Well, when you start talking about first the space, right? Like, the first time I went to Rome, and one thing I noticed, like, that shit is just grand. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go into the buildings and the architecture and shit, it's just like grand. You know you have entered the building. You know what I'm saying? So, and that starts with, you know what I'm saying, your pull up and your front door. You know what I'm saying? And your front door game got to be tight because that's your entry point. You come in and then you want that first, when you walk into the space, you want that shit to feel like, oh, shit, this some shit. This ain't no regular ass. This ain't four walls and a roof. This shit is a home. You know what I'm saying? Like that's so you want initially you want that you want the pull up. The pull up is one thing, which is you know what I'm saying, your driveway and you know what I'm saying, your landscape. So it got to have that. You know what I'm saying? The landscape is what is like, damn, I'm coming home. God damn, nigga, I did. Nigga, you see this shit? You know what I'm saying?
It's the haircut on your house.
Yeah, it's the haircut on your house. And again, it ain't got to be no huge ass shit. I don't even want no big ass huge ass crib. You know what I mean? But you pull up, you got to, you want that bitch to feel like, okay, somebody that whoever fuck live here, they thought about this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And see, a lot of times, like the new cribs, they build new cribs, they don't really put the landscape in like that. They might give you a, you know what I'm saying, some grass and, you know what I'm saying, a tree. But they don't landscape that shit, which is different. You know what I'm saying? They don't thoughtfully landscape. Like, a lot of times you go into a new crib and you walk out the back door, they just give you, like, the starter patio. They ain't really, you know what I'm saying, doing nothing to the patio special. It's just a slab of concrete when you walk out the door. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you walk out the side door, it's just a slab of grass. You know what I'm saying? But when you go into some of these older homes that's, like, built for, like, you know what I'm saying, somebody important, every space is thought about. You know what I mean? So you walk out your side door, you in your side yard, and it's a tree that was put there purposefully. You know what I'm saying? So when you go out that bitch, you know what I'm saying, it's a nice resting place to chill.
To pontificate
then. But when you go out your back door, it's a little different. Your patio is set up differently. It leads out to, you know, if you got a pool and all that shit, leads out to that in a thoughtful way. You know what I mean? So if you asking, like, what should be in this house, what should be in that house is that all of the spaces have been thought out for the uses that we're going to use them for. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want no wasted space in inside or outside, you know? Like, I'm used to a backyard, just something that's out there, that you look out there, make sure nobody ain't coming in your yard trying to kick in your door. You know what I'm saying? Never really took it and made it something that's super enjoyable in a thoughtful way, which that's what I want to correct. And the next thing that I do is make sure that my whole shit is plotted out to a way where it's all enjoyable. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no wasted space. Ain't no dead space. Ain't no just old patch of dirt because, you know, it's just an unthought about area.
And so what's that front door look like? So I know you said the front door.
In my mind, the most beautiful homes that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like bricks. I like all that. But limestone is like the most beautiful stone and texture on a home to me. That's just me. Some of it could be like something like the limestone that they use in New York on the brownstone, or it could be like the first original limestone that I was introduced to was that Florida limestone that, you know, got like the little, it's kind of perforated. It looked like it came from a reef or some shit. And I love that shit. Like, that, I love that limestone look and feel. It feels timeless. It feels like, you know, it's, you know, it don't look like it fades. It's just like, damn, that shit still look like it looked from when they built that bitch. So, and what goes good with limestone is I like a black door with limestone. So the black door with carved wood, you know what I'm saying, it looks impressive. Of course, it have some glass in it with you know, like the crystal-like glass, beveled crystal glass, you know what I'm saying, leaded, you know what I'm saying, with the motherfucking, with the right door handles and shit that's polished. So when you put your hand on it, you know you're okay, you know what I'm saying? Kind of dough that fight back, you know what I'm saying? You tug on that bitch, you're like, oh shit, this a motherfucker dough.
Struggle a little bit, yeah.
This shit ain't no hollow wood, this shit is a dough. So you want that door to be its own artwork, you know what I mean? And then you come in that door, and then the rest should speak just as highly as the door spoke. And it's saying, welcome to the motherfucking spot. And then it's just like, okay, yeah, I'm comfortable. What we doing? You know what I'm saying? They waiting for the motherfucker to be like, hey, you want something to drink? You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. You don't want
to drink something good.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They assume all of that because it's nice. You know what I'm saying? You don't want it to be a motherfucker come to your spot and be like, ooh, Lord, ready to go before they get in. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, what's going on here? You know? So that's how I be thinking. But when you're looking through these books, it gives you those bits and pieces. I wouldn't have these bits and pieces in my mind had I not spent years just flipping through these books and kind of looking and studying what these architects are doing and what these designers are doing, because that shit is a real fucking shit. And I wouldn't be able to design no shit that's perfect by myself, because I don't have the tools. You know what I'm saying? You got to respect the craft of what they do, because I don't know how to manipulate space. And that's what it takes. A lot of times, you know, you got space. All right, shit. Put two couches in this motherfucker, a love seat. You know what I mean? And shit. Put TV on the wall. You know, but it's people that specialize in how to make that space right the right way, and what type of couch to put in that bitch and where to put it in, you know what I mean? And even if you're building it from scratch, what side of the house to put that shit on? Because, hey, you might want to put this on the west side of the house, because, you know, the east side of the house is going to be bright in the morning, and most times you use this room, it's going to be in the evening. So you don't, or even if you use it in the morning, that bright light is not in there, so you don't get that glare. So you might want it to be more subdued and less light, so you use it more in the evening, and and when it's the daytime and you're using it, it's not as much light. So you use the light side of the house for your for your dining room and other shits where you want a bunch of light. So, you know, shit like that.
I hear that. Yeah. I think if I had some shit, I think there's a couple things that I know I want. I want a fire-ass kitchen. Like, I always want a fire kitchen. Yeah. With the Viking shit, with the, you know, the a big ass island. I don't know if Islands is played out, but I've been seeing Islands on the TV show. Yeah, I like a good island. I like, you know what I mean, like some shit where I can maneuver and get it cracking. Mm-hmm. I want something like that and fly, utensils. Not utensils, but all of the fly shit. I forget what you call it, but the housewares and shit like that. Like all of the fly, state-of-the-art fly shit. But mm-hmm. I also want, and it don't got to be the same thing, but I think I obviously want a nice little, and my shit might be dated, I guess. I want me a little home theater. I want a
that
home theater. But
why is that dated?
Yeah, it ain't dated. I'm going to make it fly. I'm going to make it how that, I
that's
but I definitely
what,
want
that's what that's almost like, it's not... Every house has them now. It's still a very rare thing to have a theater in your house for regular people, normal people.
Yeah.
But it's becoming more normal than it used to be. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of guys are building their man caves and women are building their, you know what I'm saying, they ladies' rooms, and they're adding these features. Nah, they ain't played out at all.
So I want that. I want like a home theater, and I definitely want a room that's soundproof. I always wanted to have turntables and some crazy speakers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just so I could listen to music loud as fuck and chill. You know what I mean? Like, and if I want to try to cut and scratch, like, you know what I'm saying? Bring DJ Brown Hornet back just for shits and giggles, just to do that shit. But that, a fire office, you know, with like, good artwork hung up on nice framed well and shit like that. Those are like some of the things that like, those are like the tent poles. And obviously everything else, dope bathrooms and shit like that. Like all of the fly shit, but those are, I could see myself really inhabiting those particular spaces a lot. And I want them shits to feel rewarding, like, okay, yeah, you did this shit for this, you know.
And that's the whole point. Aside from the things that's in these places, the space has to feel a certain way first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Before you fill it with things, the space has to feel a certain way. And the energy had to feel like, you know, it was all worth it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to do. But you, as a cook, you know what I'm saying, who love to cook, you know what I'm saying, there are plenty of stoves and shit out there that you should look at. Viking, of course, is like your standard. But if you go to a chef house, like I had a friend who was chef, and he had this stove. It looked like an old school, like wood-burning stove, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's gas, and it just has a different style to its fly. Actually, it's a... It's Aga is the name of the brand that makes these stoves, AGA. And they get up there, you know what I'm saying? They go from Viking prices and on up.
And beyond.
But for people who cook and like precise cooking and temperature modulation and all that shit, this supposed to be that. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? So it had like four different locations in the oven or six, how big you getting it, where you could just, you know what I'm saying, put certain things. You might be cooking five different things at once, but it just different compartments in there that hold different temperatures. So it's a whole nother art of cooking that I ain't up on, but you know what I'm saying? My man who a chef, he swears by that shit.
And they got joints at about 45,000. That shit crazy. I ain't mad at it. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's like,
man, that shit is fire.
First time I went to like some rich people house, we were shooting. We were shooting some Hamptons Estate shit.
Right.
I walked into, you know, the main house, and it had this refrigerator, which I know was about 30-something thousand. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. because I seen that bitch in one of these magazines and looked it up. Mm-hmm. And then, so they got that house, they got the barn, they had like six other cottages and shit. And every one of them buildings had that refrigerator in that bitch. I'm like, God damn, these niggas got more refrigerators than my whole life at this point. But you know what I'm saying? That was like, shit, it could be done. But you just got to figure out how to do it. So you be looking at these prices, you be like, God damn, who the fuck going to do that? But shit, people do it.
People do it. Nah,
shit,
true.
People spend that on a Chanel bag while you bullshitting.
You know
what I'm saying? And that it's shit so might, they might get tired of that bitch in the season.
Mm-hmm. Flip it. Shit. It's funny how the very rich and the very poor set trends that the cats in the middle won't know about for years or for a while. Like, motherfuckers that's in the hood, they're saying they got turns of phrase and all types of slang and all types of things going on that probably ain't gonna make it to the mainstream for at least 6 to 12 months, if not even longer. Mm-hmm. And then there's these rich people that are fucking with brands that are not going to be known by regular people for about 2 to 3 years. You know what I'm saying?
Like, or ever.
Kind of, or ever. Like, damn. You know what I mean? Who knew about this? You know what I'm saying? It's just what you exposed to.
Right.
Yeah, man. That's that's crazy. Damn, you triggered something. I saw that. Oh, well, it'll come back to me. Okay, I got it. Now, imagine you done built this beautiful ass house, bought this beautiful ass house. It's amazing. This is exactly what you wanted. And you move in, or you know, first night in, and you find out that shit is haunted.
Oh, shit.
Do you believe? The reason I'm asking you this shit is I'm watching Kindred on Hulu. I only seen the first episode. And homegirl sold her brownstone in Brooklyn and bought a crib out in Cali and what she thought was Silver Lake. And cribs look nice. I like the crib. Crib is a nice looking crib. You know what I'm saying? She moving around in it, you know, it's by herself. And at night, some shit happens. Some crazy shit happens. It's haunted by, you know, a whole nother realm and all of this other shit. I don't want to spoil too much. I only watched one episode anyway. But the shit is like, wake up screaming, you know, one of those type of things. And it's just, I just was watching it, and I was like, that's a shame. But me, I felt like, especially if I'd have closed on it and the shit looked nice like that, we just gonna have to go to war. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just gonna have to go to war with whatever. I don't believe in all of this type of shit. I had a friend of mine when I was growing up who thought that their crib was haunted and like really swore by it. The only person I knew that was really like into that type of shit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, stage one, I'd sage the spot, see if that worked. But like, you know what I'm saying? See if that'll do something. But I don't know. Maybe I don't believe in that shit like that anyway. So it's kind of, it seems a little removed, but it was an interesting thought though. I was like, damn, imagine having a nice little spot, you done settled in and everything seems cool and all that, and your ass can't go to sleep in that motherfucker. Every time you go to sleep, they done pulled you into a whole nother dimension. And then you gotta wake up screaming your head off, your neighbors is coming over, like, is everything okay? Ready to call the cops on you because you black?
Right.
But what would you do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've had some otherworldly experiences. But, you know, never to the point of, like, a haunted horror movie or no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I like a low-key otherworldly experience. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've had them. And I think, you know, I experience them from time to time. And I get along well with the motherfuckers, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be having no problems with the little, you know, the little wild, you know, can't explain incidents, you know? It's like, you know, we used to live in this apartment in Brooklyn, and that's when we had just had a baby, first baby, Amir. And, you know, we had the thing with all his toys in it and all that shit. And then, you know, every few nights, one of them toys to start doing, you know what I'm saying, just turn on and start doing what it do, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you know how some of, like, the toys talk or start moving, like shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. God, and you walk out there, and it's just sitting there by itself, nothing around it. You be like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? And then it happened again. Then it's like, oh, shit, this motherfucker place must be haunted. But to me, it felt like, well, if it is, they don't want no trouble. They just turning on the toys. They might want to play and shit. I made friends with the motherfucker. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Well, if you're here, have a good time, man. Don't fuck shit up. Put shit back where you left it, man, where you got it from. And shit, I'm going to go get me some rest. You know what I mean? And that's just, that's the way that I interpreted it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it was really anything or if it was just some coincidence. But for me, it just felt like, you know, it wasn't no trip. If I ain't buy into it being scary, why would I be scared? So, you know, I ain't never had no problem with the otherworldliness. Shit, most times it has helped me than has scared me or tried to kill me. You know what I'm saying? It probably saved me a few times other than that. So, you know, I just feel like I ain't going to have that problem because, you know, once I feel the energy on the land, you know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. as it's going up, you know, you continue to do your energy checks and shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got good discernment on, nah, this ain't it. And
right.
And let's go. So to answer your question, I would probably stay because, shit, I done put this money down. You know what I'm saying? If it get crazy, I might flip it, you know what I'm saying, and move on, but.
Now, would you let the people know?
No, that's
shit. Say, hey, listen, this is haunted.
You on your own. You brought your own spirits with you.
Right. That's your ass.
Yeah, that's you.
Man. Yeah, man. That's crazy. I'm out. I'd be sick if the spirit follow me. Like, yo, come on now. What the fuck is going on?
Man, whatever you bring with you, going to come with you regardless. But, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know about that leftover lingering.
Right.
You know, I don't know much about that shit, man. People go and try to study shit like that. But that shit is way beyond my comprehension. So I'm not even going to try to figure the shit out. I'm going to just move how I move in regular life.
Right. Yeah, man. Oh, shit. What's going on with you? What else is up?
Man, you know, just preparing for the holidays, you know. We're going to have, you know, me and my sister usually do Christmas Eve at her crib. So we're going to figure that out for this year. Mm-hmm. A little sibling holiday vibe. Mm. And then my son is home from University of Chicago. And my daughter's on Christmas break already, so we did a family trip to see Avatar.
All right. Talk to me. I've heard I don't say mixed reviews. I've heard two people I talked to said they like it. One of the people, I don't always trust their movie review game, but mm-hmm. I seen there seems to be a little bit of slander going on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what did you think?
Well, were the people that told you about it, were they black or white?
They were black.
Okay, cool.
I believe at least one person was black. I don't remember who the other person was. I don't remember who the other person was, but I'm for sure one person was black. Yeah.
Well, Avatar is a great franchise, right?
Wait, let me ask you a question before you jump all the way in. First question. Did you see it in 3D?
I did not. I wasn't investing in that bullshit.
Nah. See, that's the thing. Like, let me just say this, because one of my homies, they saw it, and he didn't see the 3D either. The thing about, and I'm not even a 3D-ass motherfucker. I don't like it. It gets boring after a while. It feels weird, like, when you watch this shit. But the thing about James Cameron, though, what's been proven is he is the one director that actually makes movies specifically to be seen in 3D. Like, that first Avatar, I'm pretty sure I saw it in 3D. And I think it was, you know, it was like, it made sense. mm-hmm. rather than some of these other shits that get cut after the fact to make it 3D to get some more money. And then you watch it and you're like, this shit ain't really 3D. Like, mm-hmm. he gives you that 3D shit. So that's, if I go see Avatar, I feel like I need to see it in 3D. But all right, go ahead.
Well, you know, if I was solo, I would have watched the bitch 3D. You got four, yeah. five people with you, nigga.
It's a lot. It's a lot. That shit is fucking expensive.
2D like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Your pockets is 1D after that shit.
Because I went to see, I forget what the fuck it was. Oh, I went to, what's the, my man, Nope. I went to go see Nope in the IMAX, nigga.
Yo, that, man, easy. Go ahead, keep
and that shit was like $30-something a piece, mm-hmm. nigga. You got 4 or 5 people with you.
Yeah, man.
Nigga, the popcorn is $30.
Yep, yeah, it's crazy.
Nigga, you $200 in.
Are you beyond the sneaking shit into the movies?
Hell no, I ain't beyond that shit.
Oh, okay. I was about to say,
but
I
it
got to
fall within. See, New York is different, right? You got a mm-hmm. different vibe, New York. You know how to set your shit up. Here, everything closed so damn early. Like, you know what I mean? It's like okay. 10 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? The all the shits is closing, you know what I mean?
Right.
So if you go to a later movie, you know what I mean? It ain't really nothing to go, you know what I mean, sneak in. But I ain't mm-hmm. beyond it at all, nigga. I will stuff a Happy Meal in my coat in a minute.
Oh shit.
But because I went to see Nope in the IMAX, I wasn't investing not an extra cent.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
And because I didn't notice the difference in the IMAX and the regular shit.
Okay.
And then Nope wasn't that entertaining, so I was fucked up.
So you just thinking about that extra money you spent.
Yeah, I ain't thinking about the experience.
Dolby. Yeah.
Nigga, give me whatever. Stereo.
Standard.
High definition. Yeah. I don't know. But Avatar. I enjoyed the first one. But, you know, you had to remind yourself that you enjoyed it because you suspended certain parts of your consciousness to allow, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, the bullshit to filter through. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, it's definitely the story of gentrification, you know what I'm saying, right. off rip, colonization, all right. that. You know, he's Earth people coming to the sky to do the same shit they did on Earth that fucked it up. So here they mm-hmm. go with their machines and their guns and their germs and shit. You know, coming to get the motherfucking minerals and shit out the ground. Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go. We're back. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers done had a lovely family, lovely interspecies family. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't call it race because we don't really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't see color.
Yeah, everybody blue, but they blackish. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a lot of nappy dreads going around.
Wide noses.
Wide noses. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A lot of hard, you know what I'm saying? A lot of strong features. You know what I'm saying? Right. To allude to blackness, but they going to paint them blue. So, you know what I'm saying? You know,
nobody
taking no credit for this. It's just blue people now. Right. But the white man is a white man. That's for sure.
No matter what, he going to keep it consistent.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know, you got all these blue people and all this culture and all this sacred stuff that's special. And, you know what I'm saying? The Ewa and, you know what I'm saying, the plants that have a whole communication with the earth and the people, and, you know, it's all good shit. And then you got the big bad white man that say, fuck all that, we want these minerals out of the ground so we can make this money.
Mm.
But at the end of the story, it wasn't nothing but about two white men and their egos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back. Volume 2. Same two motherfuckers. You got the clone of one motherfucker that died in the first picture. They couldn't let him go. They had to bring the white man back. Because, you know.
I don't remember nothing from Avatar 1. That shit was like 30 years ago to me.
No, man. It's the same white dude. You know what I'm saying? They brought him. They
like
brought
a young white kid, right?
Nah, the young white kid, but then he was battling like the OG cat.
Okay.
And then, you know, the black blue lady. Who he ended up marrying or whatever.
That was, what's her name?
I don't know her name, man. I don't remember the name.
What girl that played Nina Simone? What's her name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. We can't see her in the film, but she blew.
Oh, but, she's not even in the movie?
Yeah, she's not her face, because she's one of the things.
You mean you see her, but she's blue. You see her face, though, but she's blue.
Well, it's not really her face. It's like a, like, you know.
Damn, why can't I think of her name? Colombiana. I'm going to get it. Go ahead.
You know, people know what you're talking about.
So here we go.
We come right back. Now we realize that the white man enemy that got killed in the last one has been cloned, and now he's back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Again, as a clone to finish the job.
Got it. Okay. Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, white man lose a job. You can't lose a job, not even the death in Hollywood. Shit, white man gonna keep his job. So, so then you got these two back again. So he's on a mission for nothing but to look for this guy. You know what I'm saying? This movie is all about him looking for the other white man that turned his back on his white race and the human race. Per se, but of course we know, you know what I mean. So that's the whole point of the whole shit. I'm going to find him. So here go the white boy, who's now a blue person because he changed over. They did a whole seance. You know what I'm saying? Tapped him in the EY, and she let him be one of the blue people. Mm. Now they have a whole family of little mixed blue babies. You know what I'm saying? But they look like the blue people, but they got five fingers instead of four. So that's how they know like you.
Baby blue. Are they just as blue or are they little baby
blue?
Yeah,
they just as blue. They just got five fingers instead of four. You know what I'm saying? They got nappy hair coming out the head. Shit, even the white boy got nappy hair now. He got dreads. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess the conversion really worked. So, so anyway, we get on down to it. First day, you know what I'm saying? You know, we see their little family. They about to go to bed. They see a new star in the sky. Ah, sky people coming back again. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? They got a whole new crew of white boys coming back up there. Strictly to look for him. Nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they have, I guess they got all the minerals out of the ground that they want. I don't know what, you know what I mean? I'm not sure where they left off with the minerals, but they ain't looking for that shit no more. They looking for this cat, Scully, or whatever the fuck his name is. So, Scully's like, oh, shit, we got to go. She like, nah, these my people. Where we going? Like, yo, why we leave? We fight. Fuck that. We fought these motherfuckers the last time. He's like, nah, they'll never stop. They gonna come. We got to go. So, he uprooted the family, took them to a whole nother tribe, who the water tribe. They the same motherfuckers from Wakanda. The new Wakanda, the underwater Mexican people, Mayan people. So these people were based off of them. They like Mayan-esque with tattoos and shit. And they live, and they the water people, they reef people. So I'm like, man, these niggas are sharing stories. Any old way.
Yeah, I know they must have been sick when that Wakanda shit came out.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? So he go out there, fuck with them, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we trying to catch a fresh break, you know what I'm saying? Can we, you know what I'm saying, come fuck with y'all? They like, man, listen, we ain't got no beef, we ain't got no wars, you know what I'm saying? We're going to let y'all in. Don't bring that shit to us. But, of course, what you already know, white man, that is going to, he just, you know what I mean? You know there's going to be some war. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these people wake up the next morning, this war, they on their ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga was chilling in paradise until this motherfucker showed up.
Yeah.
Now, we had a whole war. Golly. You know what I'm saying? The trip shit, though, it was the white lady biologist who was studying the shit. She ended up, trying to transfer her, but it didn't work, right? She didn't get converted. But they still got a body floating in the thing. Y'all don't know for what, but, you know, hey. But she got pregnant. She was pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Then she had a little blue baby, and nobody don't know how she got pregnant, where the blue baby come from. Of course, you know, that's kind of like the story of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Immaculate Conception. Like, who is her father? Nobody knows who her father is. So then, boom, we got this white girl, blue person. She blue, but she got white people features. You know what I'm saying? White hair. She ain't got the dreads like everybody else. I don't know how my man kids got the dreads, but then her kid ain't got the dreads. Right. You know what I'm saying? She got pigtails and shit. So she is like a, you know, hippie. She feeling all the feels everywhere they go. She's like rubbing the grass and just, you know, she's just into the nature kid. And so this little baby Jesus. No, I ain't gonna say that because no, they gonna come from.
Now go ahead, go say that. You gotta say it. You gotta say it now.
No, I can't say that. My wife would be mad at me that I'm using Jesus' name in vain. Anyway, the little girl that they aligning to the Immaculate Conception story, you know, she, you know, all of the nature is just coming to her. You know, like she just controls the nature. Like, you know, she could do shit that these people who've been living in these forests and seas, they hold millennia. She could just wake up and do the shit out of the blue. You know what I'm saying? So she running around fucking controlling the fish and the motherfucking saving shit and all that. It's like, man, all of the people that was native to the shit had no role in saving themselves. You know what I'm saying? It was just the white boy and his family that's now blue, and his wife who's black, who is the only who's blue, but, you know, blackish. She's the only one, you know, it's death in this motherfucker. It's all kind of shit. But she the only one that passionately feels the sorrow and, you know what I'm saying? You know, her kid dies, she's, just like she was in the last movie when they was tearing up a village. She just, that's her role, to come and cry real hard and then fight real hard. Nobody else has no emotion. The motherfucking pops, you know what I'm saying, who used to be a white boy that's now a blue man, he like my man Damon in the House of Dragons. You know what I'm saying? He got the little mixed kids. He don't know what to do with them. But he trying to teach them his ways and all that shit, but he has no, he don't have that spirit, that soul about the shit. You know what I'm saying? His son died. He ain't really show no real emotion. He ain't get super mad. He ain't cry. He just, you know what I'm saying, super laser focused and shit. And then the mother, she's like out of sorts. And he got to come over there. I need you. I need you to be strong and come with me and fight. You know what I'm saying? And then she snap out of it and then she go kick ass. You know what I'm saying? But it's like that, like, everything is all bad to the man, you know what I'm saying? To this man, say, let's, I need you to be strong. Like, she don't know how to fucking be strong. This lady saved her whole fucking village the first time. You know what I'm saying? Saved your ass the first time. You know what I'm saying? Now she got to save y'all ass again, but all her shit is just broke down to her just being crying and emotional. You see what I'm saying? It's just a lot of subliminals and shit where it's like Tarzan. It's like Tarzan and shit. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers been in the jungle all these years, and then all of a sudden he show up swinging on vines, controlling all the animals and shit.
That shit's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So some colonizer.
Yes.
Saving the fucking savages.
Right. The colonizer saving the savages from the colonizers. You know? Man. It sound like gentrification to me. But anyway. Again, you remember seeing the second one, you remember what you had to do to enjoy the first one. But the second one is so blatant, it's so much more of it that you ain't got enough suspension to save it.
You can't even support the shit no more.
You're like, hell no, nah, this is bullshit.
And the shit is at least 3 hours. It's like
it's
3 hours
and 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Damn, I was thinking about checking it out, but I've been on the fence anyway. The shit took too long for them to come back. I remember, honestly, all that shit I just talked about, the 3D situation, that was probably the only cool thing that I remember about it, was that it was 3D for real. But I thought the movie was, whatever. It wasn't, I don't want to say it was whack. It's just been, that shit came out in 2009, so that's a very long time ago. So right. I can't even remember how I truly felt. I know I didn't walk away saying it was whack. I walked away saying, wow. I think I was blown away by, like, the technology. It's like a video game where you, like, blown away by the graphics. And you don't remember if the gameplay was all of that, but the graphics was crazy. I just remember that shit being, like, something I'd never seen before, and it was, like, a whole experience. But even then, as I do realize, as I do recognize it, to your point, and maybe I wasn't suspending, I was just peeping, I do remember it was a gentrification. Like, it was just not even gentrification. It was just like these white people coming to this, like, indigenous community and, like, fucking it up, but, like, kind of like asserting their own, you know, their superiority, so-called superiority, because they was white people from the surface. They were like, no, 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 you should do it like this. And then they fucked the whole shit up. So, yeah. And 3 hours, any movie that's 3 hours, that shit, it shit scares me. I don't have the capacity for that type of shit no more. Especially if I got to have 3 hours and I'm paying, because if I do it in the theater, I might have to do it 3D. I don't even like having them damn weird-ass glasses on for that long.
I mean, I would imagine. I mean, I would imagine if I was, if I didn't have the trauma of colonization. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go
this
ahead.
Probably was a great movie. You know what I'm saying?
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If I was, you know, a white kid from fucking Vermont going to see fucking Avatar, I would probably enjoy the fuck out of this shit. But I'm not. So. It was, it's just too much, man. They just didn't give nobody in the flick had any fucking autonomy of, you know, what they had going on. You know what I'm saying? It was like nobody had a stake in saving themselves except for him. You know what I mean? His wife, of course. Mm. But everybody else was just bystanders and, you know, in the way, you know, like these people come, it's a whole fucking war that's being fought by a man, his wife, and his fucking children. You know what I'm saying? The little flower child, the little flower child saved everybody at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? With her abilities to talk to the nature that nobody else, obviously, who's been around these parts can do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Newest.
Yeah.
They've been out here with the nature and the EY and all that shit all these many years. She right around talking about, I can feel EY in me. Like nobody else could feel EY. Like these people been told y'all about EY in the last episode. You know what I'm saying? Like, she like, I can feel her. Like, you know what I'm saying? They thought she was strange and shit. But turns out she was just really connected to EY, which is, in this movie, their God, pretty much. So... You know, it gives guns, germs, and steel.
Now, let me ask you this. Did it end on a cliffhanger?
No. Well, it ended like the first shit ended. They motherfucking survived. It wasn't a cliffhanger, but at the end, the same nigga that was the villain in the first movie, I guess they couldn't come up with a new villain, that got killed in the first movie and cloned and came back, he was about to die. Oh, this the other shit. You know, apparently he had a little baby too out there. You know what I'm saying? They got separated from the pack as they got shipped back to Earth. And the little boy pretty much grew up in the wild with the blue people. And he's a white boy. His hair has grown to dreads. He's feral. And
Chet Hanks.
Yeah, he's baby Tarzan and shit. And guess what his nickname was?
His White name, Master.
Well, his name was Spider. They call him Spider. But his nickname, the blue people called him Monkey Boy. Now, first of all, ain't no monkey showed up nowhere on this fucking nowhere. Monkeys don't even exist in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
That's one thing. The second thing, why the little boy with dreads gotta be Monkey Boy? That's the closest way of calling a nigga a monkey, but saying nah, but he white. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, this shit was offensive, man.
Yo, man, you ever seen the show Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Nah.
it's like this show. I didn't even watch it all the time, but I just remember just how it looked. And I know at one point they were trying to revamp it and like a black version. But basically, Mystery Science Theater would be like, it was like some puppets, but they would be watching movies. They see, you see the back of their heads watching these movies, and they'd be commenting on the movies and shit. Nigga, you need to do like a mystery. We should do some Mystery Science Theater shit where niggas are just watching movies and just pointing out all of the bullshit. Like, see, this is the bullshit. This is why you need to suspend your fucking beliefs here, because this is the bullshit. This is the trauma. This is some other shit. But my other question, the reason I asked, did it leave on a cliffhanger, was while you were talking, I looked up Zoe Saldana because I wanted to get her name. Shout out to Zoe Saldana. But I'm on her IMDb. They got Avatar 3 coming out in 2024, Avatar 4 coming out 2026, and Avatar 5 coming out in 2028. Nigga, they going crazy with it. Yeah. Man.
But that's what I was about to say. So the little Monkey Boy.
That might be the name of Avatar 3, Monkey Boy.
Monkey Boy, Daddy was the villain in one, and the villain in this one. But it wasn't, the villain in this one wasn't his dad, it was the clone of his dad. So, you know what I'm saying?
And the dad was dead, though.
The dad
the clone
died
lived,
in the first
but the dad
one.
Was dead. Gotcha.
They brought the clone and sent the clone back out there.
Gotcha.
Then the clone went out there and actually saw his own fucking death spot. Grabbed his own fucking skull and crushed it in his hand like a bad motherfucker. Fuck that old self. I'm my new self.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? The white man that's a blue man now was fighting the clone. In the end, they doing their little fighting, and then the little ship got sunk because the other little boy, the little mixed boy with the five fingers, that's the white man, blue man's son, he know how to speak to the baddest whale in the of them all. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got that gene where they control all of the shit that nobody else can control in this whole fucking Pandora world. So anyway, the monkey boy comes and saves the blue man, brings him up to the top so he can get some air because he was running out of it, about to drown. Then Monkey Boy goes back and saves his daddy, who was the villain. You know what I'm saying? And saves the villain, and then he leaves and runs off. Once he saves the dad's like, man, why don't you come on with me, man? And then he did his little, like, you know, his feral. He trying to be like the blue people. And then runs off and then goes with the blue people. You know what I mean?
Now, but how do he even know it was his pops if he didn't even grow up with his father? He grew
because once they encountered each other, the story, you know, the story came all together. You know what I'm saying? How did they made him know what it was? Because they, when they went to attack the motherfuckers, they found the kids all together. And then everybody got away, but they got Monkey Boy. So they took Monkey Boy back to the base, and then somebody broke that shit down. You know, they got everything on record and all that shit. Like, well, you know. And then, so they had him up there, and then, they figured it out. I don't know. It was irrelevant. I didn't invest into that storyline at all. I was trying to feel more of the natives. We didn't even get to see the natives like that. Because they had to leave so fucking fast, we didn't even get reacquainted with the natives. So, you know, they went over to the other place with some more natives that was more water type people that was blue, but they was like Toy Corps blue. They wasn't the same kind of blue. So this was, but they was more like Aztecs. They won.
So the natives ain't even really get to shine in the sequel. This is kind of like Black Panther.
No, man, but if the natives didn't shine at all. It definitely. It's like Black Panther. It was like the natives did nothing, except for the blue man family, the white man, blue man. The other people, they was just fucking bystanders in their own war. Like, they did shit, but you ain't really get to see them be heroic. You ain't get them to see, you know what I'm saying? The man who they went to go live with, his sons was like some bitch-ass niggas, and you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The other kid came and whooped their ass, gave him a black eye. This nigga got blue skin with a black eye, nigga. Like, the fuck? In his own homeland, nigga. These niggas is like half... These niggas halfway Earth babies and shit, and they up here whooping ass in Pandora, you know. So it was, you know.
So safe to say you didn't like it.
I give that movie 2 thumbs down.
All right, bet. Damn. Oh shit. Well, I guess we ain't gonna have James Cameron on the show, but fuck it, it is what it is.
I mean, we could have him. He'll come on here and explain
his
colonious ways. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But why would we expect anything different from James Cameron? You know what I'm saying? They ain't invite no nigga like me to come and consult about, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Nothing black. They'll say that these ain't even black people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. That's the loophole.
These indigenous Pandora people. So we could do whatever we want. Why would they have a spot to shine? We need the humans to shine. But then they ain't have no black humans, so, you know, they don't like to let niggas exist in the future or in, you know what I'm saying, in science fiction. But the thing is, though, we gonna always exist, just like we existed before they existed. So they could write all the stories they want. But when the real life play out, we going to be there just like we there. You know what I'm saying? They tried to shoot the nose off the shits in Egypt. We still there. They tried to say that those people weren't black. They was Arab. You know what I'm saying? But we see them big ass noses. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We see the shit. You know what I'm saying? We will be here. The first shall be the last. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Do you understand that? We will be here forever. Forever and ever. Remember that? Were they okay or some shit?
Yeah. I don't get it, but I don't remember it. But I'm going to tell you this. Man, look at how much shit they throw at us to kill black people, man. They got our water fucked up. They got our food fucked up. You know what I'm saying? They got a prison system for our ass, a whole pipeline. They drop all the guns in our hood. They drop all the drugs in our hood. They do all of the shit. They redline the shit where you can't escape. And we still fucking here. And we still fucking got a voice. And we still shining. And we still growing. And that's what it's going to be, man. Because, you know, God ain't Ewa in a movie. God is God. And we parted. We God's children.
Hey, that shit. Happy Kwanzaa, y'all. I also say that. You know, I just want to lift the spirits. Happy Kwanzaa. December 26th to January 1st. That's what Kwanzaa's going on. Also, speaking of blacks in the future, I just got the notification. I just sent it your way. Shout out to my man, Chris Lambert. But speaking of blacks in the future, motherfucker, the final season of Snowfall is coming September 22nd, and I'm ready. It should be good. We'll see what happens. I'm curious how they're going to close this shit out. But I'll be happy when that shit come back. What else? Anything else before we... We didn't really talk about all of the little topical shit.
What's that?
Real quick take on some of this topical shit out here real fast. See, your man Gunna is out of jail. And, folks is looking at him sideways, saying there's a lot of, hey, nah, he ain't tell, but he said some things.
Hey, nah.
You said what? What'd you say?
I just said, hey, nah.
Yeah, it's look a little funny and the like. You know,
yeah, it look a little funny.
Yeah, man.
But you know, listen. You know.
Go ahead.
Clear my throat. Well, you know, it definitely looked like some, you know, saying cooperation, You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, man, yes, ma'am, all his way through all the shits. You know what I'm saying? Was it a gang? Yes, ma'am. You know what I mean? Which is really the linchpin of the whole case, that this was a criminal organization. So for you to confirm that it was a criminal organization, you know, man, you know what I mean? That's kind of like, you know, that's a little snitchy. But I ain't no gangster, so I can't call it. But it started to look like that he wasn't no gangster either. So and maybe he didn't want to pay no gangster consequences for being aligned with a gangster label. But you know what I'm saying? It's pretty 6ix9ine-ish. And again, I ain't in it, so I can't really say if the other parties were offended or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they told that man, go ahead, do your thing, get back in them streets and pay your taxes to the gang. I don't know. That's a theory out there. But
the theories.
According to the WAC 100, who, you know what I'm saying, I don't consider, you know what I'm saying, a source of information.
Clubhouse News.
According to Clubhouse News, you know what I'm saying, Doug and them didn't know that he was going to do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it looks, you know, I mean, this nigga's already in the street throwing cheese at his car.
Which is hilarious. That's so ignorant. So, like, that shit is ignorant as hell. A nigga was like, oh, that's his car? Hold on, let me go get me some singles. Went and got some singles, some craft singles from Kroger, just to place outside a nigga's my box.
So, you know, I'm not sure how his reorganization, retool is going to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It looked like Thugger caught a few little breaks in court, though. You know what I mean? Looked like the judge was really, like, not fucking with the prosecution and how they handled the cell phone information. So.
Yeah, all that shit that they ran up at his house. Yeah. That shit is out the window.
Yeah, so, you know, that he caught a break. So, you know. We gonna see, you know what I'm saying? I'm not of the gangster persuasion, so
right.
I don't know how these things play out. It seems like 6ix9ine is fine. He's still making money.
Is he?
I mean, he's still flashing, you know, big wads of cash that I can't flash.
That might be savings. I don't know. I just don't see no new shit. You know what I mean? You got some flash money. And they got the flash money. Put that back up. That's enough. All right. We took a few photos. Put that back up in the thing.
Yeah,
that's it. Shit.
Yeah, well, 6ix9ine still out here, so maybe he made snitching, you know what I'm saying, relevant.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's funny. Maybe it's a cultural thing now, like a generational thing where, like, you know, look, snitching is always going to be, I don't think it's the best thing to do, especially if you identify as gangster. I just feel like that shouldn't be your route. Obviously, a lot of motherfuckers do it. And before, there used to be, it sounded like it was zero tolerance, especially in the rap community. But it's not the same thing. One, stakes are a lot higher. But what I've noticed is there's a lot of leniency in the new generation. And the only thing I equate it with, and again, it's not par at all, but there's a lot of people that don't mind if you got a ghostwriter. It's fine. You're not a rapper. You're an artist. You perform that song better than whomever wrote it would have at any point. So it is what it is. You're still one of them. You know what I mean? Now it's like, maybe you told. So what? You know what I mean? I think 6ix9ine was the litmus test for, oh, you definitely told. Now let's see what happens next. So I don't think 6ix9ine has ever been as successful as he's been pre-snitching. You know what I'm saying? So there's always like these new, what is it? Not innovations, but just like these new waves in culture. So maybe at some point, maybe there will be a, yeah, nigga, I told rapper. Young, yeah, nigga, I told. And what? And this shit is popping. Y'all niggas is dancing. I'm still shooting videos. I'm still, you know, pulling up to everywhere else. Y'all niggas know. Don't jump in the photo with me. Don't do no illegal shit around me because I'm going to tell. Young nigga, yeah, I told. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is. I don't see it just yet. I've seen people kind of evade the snitch label. They kind of, you know, speak to it, but it might cloud them. But it, you know what I mean? And it is kind of been an asterisk for the most part in hip hop. We'll see. A lot of, you know, my thought was it's going to be interesting to see if what happens with Young Thug and how Young Thug relates to Gunna. If he pulls him back in, and you know what I mean, and maybe that could help him, whatever, whatever. But it's kind of crazy. And it's funny because, like I said, man, I don't even listen to a lot of these cats' records like that. Like, I like Thug. I like his melodies and shit like that. Gunna's not really one of my favorites. But what I did like about Gunna is he did this whole little school store in his old, I want to say junior high school or something like that, where he like really like packed it up with free food and free clothes, and like the parents and the and the kids could go in there and get free food and free clothes for, you know, free for nothing. Like, go up in there, you grab a bag and just help yourself. You know what I'm saying? And like he would keep it stocked up and shit like that. So I thought that was kind of cool. Is that going to get you the most street cred? I don't know if philanthropy is higher in the hierarchy than gangster shit. So maybe niggas ain't even gonna give him a pass for that. But it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting.
They ain't gonna get no pass for that, man.
Nah, not really.
But, you know. Not really. You know, they'll figure that shit out. You know what I mean? You know, niggas be on their own shit, man. And everybody ain't what everybody expect them to be, you know, in the time they expect them to be it. So.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
All right. All right, so before we get out of here, real quick, again, a little quick take on what you think of this whole Tory Lanez, Meg Thee Stallion court situation.
It's a mess. It's a whole mess. Not because the case is a mess, but because we not really in the case. We not really talking about the case. People, like, the law is different than the people. You know what I'm saying? The people, the people got all of the theories and, you know what I'm saying, well, she fucked all these people, so she probably deserved to get shot. You know what I'm saying? The people is different than the law. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's no due process with the people.
Right, right, right. You know what I'm saying? So you know, when you talk about a case, then you talk about law. I mean, at the end of the day, all of the other evidence that was presented about, you know, the niggas she fucked, and you know what I'm saying, who did this to what, and who said this, and you know what I'm saying, motherfucking who lied, motherfucking dance bitch. All that shit, you know, all that shit is relevant to building a case. At the end of the day, I look at it like this. There was a gun. There were two people with gunpowder residue. There is motherfucking ring footage of 5 gunshots going off. And a motherfucker with a couple of fragments in a foot. All the other shit is just, you know, it's stuff. It's stuff to talk about. And I understand his defense team is putting out the things to make sure that everybody looks, everybody's discredited enough that you can't really put nothing on them because, hey, look at all that. They're a liar. They're a liar. This is a lie. What about this? What about this? So it's just a whole lot of hot sauce in the mix that you can't distinguish no real truth from the fiction. So, you know what I'm saying? At this point, I don't have no dog in the fight as far as what I think is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I know a motherfucker got bullet fragments in their foot and motherfucker, somebody shot the gun. Two motherfuckers got gun residue on their hand. Hey, at the end of the day, motherfucker meant to shoot her. I don't know. If it was just play, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But a nigga pull a strap, then at that point, you know what I'm saying? even on the street side. On the street side, you pull your strap, nigga, it's on. All is fair. You know what I'm saying? On the law side, you pull your strap. You know what I'm saying? It's not registered. It's not da da da. Then you done, there's some crimes being committed. Then you discharge it. There's some more crimes being, you discharge it at a motherfucker. There's some more shit. You know what I'm saying? So we know some shit been happening, but we don't know who, what, where, how. We don't know all of the things. So it's real messy. And it's, and for the defense, that's a crucial point of trying to win a case is keeping the confusion. Like, see, motherfucker, the shit don't fit. Don't acquit. You got to acquit. You know what I'm saying? On some OJ shit. So there's that. But then you got all the speculation, you know, like, who fucked when it said, you know what I'm saying, she fucked this nigga behind your back and that nigga behind your back. How that shit get even entered in the court? You know what I'm saying? Because the motherfucker wanted to enter it in the court to create the confusion and create the shadow of doubt. So it's a big mess, you know what I'm saying? I will say this, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Tory pulled the trigger or Kelsey pulled the trigger, but my theory is if Kelsey had pulled the trigger, I don't think Tory would be loyal enough to not say she pulled the trigger. You know what I'm saying? I feel like with all the shit that he done put out in the world, he would have been like, yeah, her motherfucking friend shot her motherfucking ass. Let me get back to the bag. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's how I mean, as much shit that he's put in it, I feel like that's what he would have came with.
If, he saved himself.
If old girl had pulled the trigger on some Nino Brown. This shit bigger than motherfucking Plies shit. So that's one thing. So, you know, I feel like he had something to do with pulling the trigger. That's just me. But, you know, can they prove it? That's a whole nother question. It's because it's so much. You know what I'm saying? Meg done tripped up and said some lies. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we weren't fucking, then they say they was fucking. But we don't know, because the only people know who was fucking was the motherfuckers in the room when the motherfuckers slipping and sliding was going on. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I wasn't there. So I don't know what the fuck nobody was doing. So, you know, it's just a big mess to me. It's, you know what I'm saying? The truth is, You got to take on the reporting, like the sidewalk news reporting.
That's what's been killing me more than anything. These little freelance courtroom journalists that start every fucking correspondence with like, "Yeah, you ain't gonna believe this shit. This shit crazy, nigga. This shit is ridiculous. That's the circus of it all." I'm checked out on this whole shit, to be totally honest with you. I've checked out a long time ago. This shit's been dragging for a long time. I've resigned myself to show up when the verdict comes through. I don't have no real horse in the race at all, no dog in the fight. The little fucking side talk ass courtroom reporters with their gassed up ass recaps and shit like that, it's a little exhausting. And what's killing me more than anything, and what's made me kind of fall back from, like, even kind of trying to search Twitter for updates, is I feel like this particular case, and it's not the only thing, but this particular case has been a lot of lighter fluid for the whole black men versus black women on Twitter. And that shit is like, I hate to see that shit. It's because it's some real divide and conquer ass shit. And it's just like both sides is yelling so loud they don't hear the other side. And it's just like, if you just step back and realize we both under the oppressor's thumb, you know what I'm saying? And we need to have some more solidarity. But nobody want to hear all of that fucking back to Africa shit. Nigga, get out of here.
Oh, man, these hoes trying to bring a black man down. These niggas ain't shit.
Yeah. Which has been going on forever and ever and ever. But it's just like this shit turned it up quite a bit. So you seeing a whole lot of, you know, if you are somebody that's like, just, you know, like you... If you, for anybody, you against the other motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, or or if you in, if you even like, you know what, I just want to see justice prevail. Oh, nah, motherfucker, what's wrong with you? You know, it's just like, it's ridiculous, too volatile. I kind of step back from it. I'm watching this shit from arm's length, and we'll see what happens when it all, it's all shakes out. It should be interesting, and that's what it is. That's what it is. That's where I'm at with it, you know. Next week, I think we will, we'll get into it about this BMF documentary. I know both of us have watched a couple episodes. Get into that. Maybe I might talk about Kindred. I've been watching this show and called Fleischman Is in Trouble, and I like that shit. I might talk a little bit about that shit next week. But, shit, I feel like it's time to transform and roll out. So, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
Get in the conversation. We out.